A fiery horse in the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of a great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, Mikko! I am Silver! Hey!
The late afternoon sun began to fill the woods with deep shadows as the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode toward their secret camp in the hills overlooking the town of Rimrock. Both men were deep in thought as their horses picked their way up a sharp rise.
It's been 3 days now, Tonto. Still haven't found Black Bart's trail.
You think maybe him leave here?
No, I'm sure he's still in hiding. We'll look again tomorrow.
Black Bart, killer. Much better in jail.
Oh, Silver. What is it, Tonto?
Look there, Kimasabi. Fresh tracks come from our camp.
Yes, I see them. Easy study, Bigfoot. I'll go on alone. Might be a trap.
Kimasabi.
Yes?
Over there, in bushes.
Leaves stirring, but against the breeze. Come out of there and keep your hands up.
Please don't shoot, mister.
Oh, boy.
Please. I didn't touch anything. I didn't mean to stay here.
Don't worry, youngster. Nobody's going to hurt you.
You're not going to kill me?
Where'd you get that idea? Stand up so we can get a look at you.
I'm sorry. I can't.
What's the matter? Are you hurt?
No, sir, but I can't move my legs. I haven't been able to for nigh on to a year.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here, let me lift you up.
Where are you taking me?
I'm just carrying you over to the campfire. Be more comfortable there. How'd you get here?
On my pony. Pop built me a special saddle. I ride a lot.
Oh, here. Your blankets, Kimasabi.
Thanks, Tonto. There, is that better?
Yes, sir. I guess I rode too much today. When Nick, that's my pony, smelled the water at your camp here, he headed right for it. I tried to pull him away, but he wouldn't go. And I fell out of the saddle, and he ran away.
I'm glad you weren't hurt. What's your name?
Billy Williams. You're not a murderer, are you?
Why do you ask that?
Pop says men who wear masks are crooks and murderers.
You needn't worry, Billy. I'm not a murderer or a crook. Tonto.
Huh?
You better get this boy home before his folks start worrying.
I never knew there was a horse like this before. My pony's pretty smart, but Oh, he don't hold a candle to Silver. Hey, there's Pop in the yard now. Pop! Pop, I'm here.
Billy, are you all right? Jake, it's Billy. He's come home.
You don't have to worry, Williams. He isn't hurt. Oh, Silver.
Oh, Scott. Oh, fella.
Easy, big fella.
Oh,
fella.
Billy. Oh, Billy, I've been so worried.
Stand back, Peg.
Oh, what's wrong? Put that gun away, Bob.
You have no reason to draw on us, Williams.
No. I didn't notice that mask before, but I see it now. Put the boy on the ground, Bart, and stand away from him.
All right. He's a big fella. All right, come on, Billy. There you go. There. You're making a mistake, Williams. My name isn't Bart.
I don't care what you call yourself now. You're still Black Bart to me.
Black Bart? And he's the one you're after.
Oh, Bob, please. Billy might get hurt.
Don't worry, Peg. There's only one hombre who's going to get hurt. I've got him in my gun sights right now. Step over that way, mister. Get away from the boy. Move over.
All right. But you'd better let me explain.
You had your chance a year ago, Bart. It's mine now. Here's how I intend to do something, Bart. Right.
Come on, Scott. Let me get him now.
Let go, mate. Let go of that gun.
Let me get the gun now. Oh, Scott, oh, fella. Hold. Hold.
All right. I made my play and lost. Go on, get it over with.
You can't kill him. I won't let you.
I'm not going to kill him. I'm not Black Bart. I'm hunting for him, too.
All right, come on, Billy.
What are you going to do?
I'm taking him into the house where he'll be comfortable.
Oh, well, bring him in. I'm sorry about what happened out there.
I understand.
Billy. Billy, are you sure you're all right?
Sure, Mom.
There. How's that, Billy?
Fine.
I guess I owe you an apology, mister.
Oh?
I was almost out of my mind with worry about the boy. It's pretty dark out, and when I saw you were wearing a black mask, I just took it for granted you were Black Bart. I can see now where I made my mistake.
Why are you hunting Black Bart?
He's the one who crippled Billy.
I see. How did it happen?
Step out on the porch, and I'll tell you about it.
All right. Adios, Mrs. Williams. Bye, Billy.
Thank you for bringing Billy back.
Adios, mister.
It was just about a year ago. I work every once in a while as an extra guard on the stage. That day, I sent Billy over to see if they needed me.
Huh?
When he got there, he noticed a couple of strange horses tied up outside. So he looked in first to see if Mr. McCarthy, the manager, was busy.
See?
Mr. McCarthy was standing there with his back against the wall, and two masked men near him with guns in their hands. One of them was tall and lean, just about your build.
That was Black Bart.
Yeah, so you can see where I made my mistake. Well, the boy didn't know what to do. Billy was so excited, he leaned against the partly open door, and it swung the rest of the way back and hit against the wall. Bart swung around as soon as he heard the sound and called out.
Come in here, kid, and close the door.
I'll do it, Billy. It's a holdup. Run for the sheriff.
Get in here, kid, if you know it's good for you.
Don't listen to him, Billy. Get the law.
Blast that kid.
Sheriff, come quick. Sheriff.
Bart snapped two shots at the boy. One got him. Then he realized that the shots would bring the law, so he and his pal jumped on the horses and rode out of town. For a while, we weren't sure whether Billy was going to live or not.
See.
The bullet hit him in the back. Went in so deep, the doc didn't dare try for it. The bullet is pressing against some nerve back there. He won't walk until they get it out.
But there are surgeons who can do that.
Sure. But the nearest one is in St. Joe, and he charges plenty.
Oh.
With the amount of work I get as stage guard, it looks as if it'll be years before I get enough saved to pay for that operation.
But you could borrow the money, couldn't you?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm up to my ears in debt right now trying to buy the special things the kid needs.
Well, there must be some way.
Don't worry about us, mister. I'll get the money. Meanwhile, I've got something else to do just as important. And that's to get Black Bart.
You know where he is?
No, but I know he's in these hills somewhere. I hear he killed a lawman up north and came here to hide out.
Yes, we've trailed him this far. But the trail died out in the foothills.
Yeah, don't bother me, man. If he's here, I'll find him.
Maybe we could hunt for him together.
Sorry, mister. I've got a special job to do for the stage line. Besides, this is a personal matter.
See?
I'm perfectly agreeable to turn him over to the law for hanging. But I want to get to him first. I want to fix it so that when they take him up to that noose, he'll be crawling. not walk.
Neither the Lone Ranger nor Williams had any way of knowing that the object of their search was only a few miles away. Black Bart had chosen his hideout well, a cave set into a rocky cliff. The only approach was a narrow rock ledge, so hard that no trace of hoof prints could be seen. A horseman climbed the ledge and approached the cave opening warily.
Hey, Bart, it's me.
Come on in, Slim.
Oh, boy, there. Easy.
And what'd you find out?
There's a big shipment of dust going east on the next stage, day after tomorrow.
How much?
I can't say for sure. Some of the boys said $50,000, some said more. The only thing they agreed on was that there was plenty of gold in that shipment.
That's what I've been waiting for. We'll hold up that stage, take the dust, and be over the border before they know it.
There's just one more thing.
Yeah? What?
I heard the manager of the stage office arrange for the dust. I heard him hire that extra guard, Bob Williams.
Oh, Bob Williams is going to make that run, huh?
Yeah.
And maybe it's just as well.
What do you mean? You know he's gunning for you?
Sure. But in this case, we don't have to worry about his getting the drop on us. Yeah. This way, we can get the dust and get Mr. Williams both with one bullet.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto continued their hunt for Black Bart's hideout. But 3 days of patient searching had not yielded a single clue. It was late afternoon of the third day, and the two men had just returned to camp.
I don't understand it, Tonto. We've covered just about every inch of these hills. Still not a sign of Black Bart.
Him plenty smart feller.
Yes, and on top of that, he was brought up in Rimrock, so he'd know these hills. Let me see that map again, will you?
Here.
Oh, thanks. Couldn't go into town, that's certain. Everybody there knows him.
That's so.
Well, he covered these hills first. They're deserted. Then we hit this area yesterday. We rode all through here today. If we'd been anywhere in there, we would have found tracks.
Only one place left. We not ride through cliffs. There.
Yes. There are several caves in the cliffs that are possible hiding places. The rocky ground nearby wouldn't show tracks either. Saddle the horses and we'll ride over. If he isn't there, then we'll have to ride farther south.
You ask Williams to help capture Bart. Why?
Oh, just an idea I had. What's the matter, Silver?
Me hear horse.
Hello there.
Sounds like that youngster, Billy. Steady, Silver.
Hello, anybody there?
Hello, Billy.
Oh,
you look fine, Billy. Feeling all right now?
Sure. I was all right the minute I got back into the saddle. I don't feel crippled when I'm on a horse. Golly, I'm glad you're here. I came right over.
You've been riding pretty fast. Has something happened?
I saw them. Those two men who shot me. I saw them.
You're sure?
Yeah, I'd never forget them.
Where were they?
They were just coming from the cliff. I couldn't get away without their seeing me. So me and the pony hid in an arroyo till they went by. Then I came right here.
Let me get horses ready, Kemosabe.
Good. Can you read the map, Billy?
Sure.
I'll look at this one. Now, you recognize the cliffs?
Yes, sir. And they came right down this trail. Here's the arroyo where I hid.
Billy, you've done me a great service. We've been looking for Black Bart for some time. And now, thanks to you, we know where to find him.
Horses ready.
Good. Steady. You there, Silver? Now, don't tell anyone about this, Billy.
No, sir. I was afraid to go back and tell Pop because... he'd go after them, and then he'd lose his job riding special guard with the stage this afternoon. He might even get shot.
You'd better go on home now, Billy.
Could I go with you, mister? Please?
Didn't you promise your father to stay away from bad men?
I know, but I feel safe with you.
Thanks, Billy. But it would be too dangerous.
I was afraid you'd say that.
Adios, Billy. We'll meet again. Come on, Silver!
Get off, scout!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. After days of fruitless searching, the Lone Ranger and Tonto finally learned the location of Black Bart's hideout, thanks to young Billy Williams. They set out at once, and in half an hour reached the edge of a small wood. Beyond them was a cliff scarred with narrow rock paths and pockmarked with caves. While the Lone Ranger looked over the cliff, Tonto studied the ground nearby.
Boy, speak truth, Kimasabi. Two horses come this way. Go to cliff, go out again. Trail still fresh.
Then they must keep the horses in the cave with them. There are only three caves big enough for that. There's no telling which one is Black Bart's hideout.
Well, me go see.
No, I'll go. You cover me from here, Tonto.
Me do it.
The Lone Ranger started up the rocky path. For seemingly endless minutes, he inched his way along. There was a pause, and then he disappeared into the cave. A few minutes later, he reappeared, shook his head to Tonto, and crept toward the second cave. This time, he came out quickly and rejoined Tonto.
You find them, Kimasabi?
No, we're too late, Tonto. They've gone.
Oh, boy, not say them go away.
But they have. This was their hideout, all right. They packed up and taken the trail less than 2 hours ago. The ashes from their fire are still warm. Easy.
Steady there, boy. Steady.
All right. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Slowly, carefully, the Lone Ranger and Tonto followed the trail left by the two outlaws, their keen eyes spotting telltale signs which would have passed unnoticed by even trained lawmen.
The tracks are getting fresher, Tonto. They can't be too far off.
Meanwhile, totally unaware of their pursuers, Black Bart and Slim prepared to hold up the stage bearing the gold dust. They set blasting powder into several small holes in the stage trail, lit the fuses, and then ran back into the brush. A moment later, there were several small explosions.
Yeah, that did it. Just what I wanted. With them holes blasted in the road, the stage is going to have to slow down plenty when it reaches here. We're all set.
That blasting's got me worried, Bart. Suppose somebody hurt us.
Yeah, what if they did? Nobody will think anything about it. There's always some blasting going on in these hills. You can't stop them fool miners from thinking they're going to hit it rich.
Maybe so. But there's always somebody curious enough to find out who did the blasting. Especially when we're this close to town.
What's the matter? You lost your nerve? You trying to back out on me?
No, Bart. You know I wouldn't do that.
And you better get a grip on yourself. I don't want nothing to go wrong with this job.
Sure. That's the way I feel.
Now get into the brush on the other side of the road. The stage ought to be along here any minute now. We'll hit it as soon as it slows down.
Right. Get up there. Get up. Come on. Get up.
Ho, ho, ho there. Ho, steady. Ho.
Here it comes.
Ho there. Ho. Ho. Hold up. Ho. Ho.
What's wrong with that road up ahead, Pop?
Blast them. They've stopped too far away.
Who would want to blast right in the middle of a road? Don't make sense. You wait a minute. I'll ride up and see what's happening. Get up there. Go there. Ho, ho, ho. Been blasted, sure enough. Wonder
drop that gun, Williams. What? I got you covered.
Black Bart. So you're behind this.
That's right. Now drop that gun quick. And don't try to yell out. They can't see me.
All right.
Now get off that horse and start walking back toward the stage.
All right.
Come on, Slim.
Come on, boy. Get up. Come on. Get up. Ho, ho, ho there, ho.
Put that horse out of here, Slim.
Right. Get out there.
What's going on up there? What's this mouth for?
Don't anybody pull a gun or I'll let Williams have it.
Get up there, boy.
Get up. Get up, boy. Come on.
That's Black Bart.
Yeah. And if you want Williams to keep on living, you better do as I say.
Who there? Who,
boy?
Who,
boy? Who, boy?
Take your gun, Slim.
Hand him over. I said hand him over.
All right, I'm not arguing with you.
Me neither.
How many passengers you got?
None today.
He's right, Bart. Nobody inside.
Open that express box and hand out the gold. Put it in your saddlebag, Slim.
Right.
Your luck is going to run out one of these days, Bart. And when it does, I want to be there.
I was going to kill you before, Williams. But I changed my mind. Steady, boy. A Don't make me change it again.
Come on, hand over that gold we haven't got all day.
I'm getting it out as fast as I can. Hey, what are you doing?
Cutting your horses loose. You won't get back to town in such a hurry then. Now, give over that. Go on.
I've got it all, Bart.
All right, steady, boy. Less bamboos.
You won't get away with it, Bart. I'll be coming after you.
Try it, Williams. When you do, you'll meet up with some of these. And the next time, they won't be over your head.
Get up, boy.
Get up. Come on. Get up there. Come on.
Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger and Tonto, after an hour's steady tracking, came to a halt. Ahead was an outdropping of rock which obliterated every trace of a trail. They circled the rock slowly, studying the ground.
Strange they should have gone this way, Tonto. This leads right to the highway.
Well, maybe them go to town.
Bart couldn't risk it in daylight. He's too well known around here.
Maybe cut cross road, go round north end of town. Shots?
Yeah, sounded as if they came from the road. Pull Silver!
Get him up, scout!
Swerving the horses, the Lone Ranger and Tonto galloped toward the place the shooting had come from. They were within yards of the road when they heard it again.
The stage has been held up. Monsilver!
Get him up, scout!
Oh,
boy, who's up?
Who's up?
Who held you up, Black Bart?
Yeah. He and his partner took all the gold and drove off our horses. They just rode off into the brush there. If I only had a horse.
Tonto, catch William's horse for him. Then both of you come after me. I'm going on ahead.
Me do it. Get him off, scout.
Be careful, mister. He's a killer.
Yes, I know it. Go on, Silver.
Every time I think of them critters dragging back to town on foot, it gives me a laugh.
We better get moving, Bart. There's no use waiting for a posse to catch up with us.
Nobody will know about this for hours yet. By that time, we'll have the trail so mixed up, they won't know which way we went. That posse will be milling around here all night.
There's somebody behind us.
Hey, you're crazy. There can't be.
There's somebody following us, I tell you.
Yeah, I see him. Get up there.
Get up. Come on, get up.
Bart,
did you hear that? Oh, I see him. It's the Lone Ranger.
No, it can't be. We threw him off our trail at Los Alamos 10 days ago.
I tell you it is. He's caught up with us.
He's not going to get me.
He's still coming.
I'll get him this time.
It's my turn now, Bart. Wait up or I'll start shooting.
Let's give up, Bart. We don't stand a chance.
That's my last warning, Bart.
Don't shoot. We give up.
Ho, 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 boy. Ho, ho, ho,
ho, ho, ho. Get off those horses.
Sure. What are you going to do?
You'll see. I'll drop those guns. I'll shoot at the first sign of a trick.
You don't have to worry about me. I'm not taking any chances. There goes mine.
Mine's empty, and you know it.
Get that rope from your saddle, Bart. Tie him up.
Oh, why don't you shoot him? He's nothing but a coward anyway.
Do as I say. Tie him up.
All right. I still don't see how you followed us here. I thought sure we lost you at Los Alamos.
You lost the lawman, you mean. We found the place where you doubled back on your trail. It led us right here to Rimrock.
You're making that rope too tight.
Shut up. Hey, who's that coming?
That must be Bob Williams. You still have a chance, Bart. If you make a run for it now, you still have time to get away.
Are you kidding?
You haven't much time. He's almost here.
I don't know what this is about, and I'm not asking. Steady there, boy. So long. Get up there.
You've gone loco. You're letting him get away.
Don't worry about it.
We hear shots. Come quick. Who was that just rode out of here?
That was Bart. He got away. Better get after him, Williams.
Why, that dirty polecat. Get up there. Come on.
We're not follow.
No, Tonto. I don't think Williams will need any help.
Grim with determination, Williams galloped after the fleeing outlaw.
He won't get away this time. Come on, boy. Get up there.
Slowly the gap between the two straining horses narrowed until at last Williams was within pistol range.
I told you I'd be around when your luck turned, Bart. Pull up or I'll shoot.
Don't shoot. I'm not hurt.
And I'll get you without a gun. Come on, boy.
Calling on his horse for his last ounce of strength, Williams moved closer and closer. A final burst of speed put the two horses side by side.
This is what I've been waiting for.
Before Bart could fend him off, Williams loosened his feet from the stirrups and pulled the outlaw from his saddle. fall knocked the breath out of both men, but in a moment, Williams pulled Bart to his feet.
All right, Bart. Here's where you get a sample of what's been coming to you. I've been saving this up for a year.
Don't hit me anymore. I've had enough.
Not so brave without your gun, huh? I'll get the horses. It's about time I took you back to the sheriff.
Good evening, Miss Williams.
Hello, Sheriff. Come on in.
Thank you. Hi, Bob, Billy.
Hello. Evening, Sheriff. Did you have any trouble with Bart?
No, him and his partner are locked away safe now, thanks to you and the masked man. He said Bart got away from him and you went after him.
That's right. But you know, I can't figure that out.
I bet you the masked man could have captured him if he wanted to.
Well, I was wondering about that, too. Anyway, you'll get the reward for capturing Bart. That'll more than pay for Billy's operation. We'll all be mighty glad to see that.
Golly.
Did you hear that, son? It means you're going to walk again.
Yeah. And maybe that masked man will let me ride Silver all by myself. Gee, do you think he would, Pop? Do you think that's asking too much?
I don't know, son. After the way he fixed it so that you'll be able to walk again, I'm beginning to think nothing is too much for the Lone Ranger.